then he might scratch his head. It's a new question. So he might say, ultimately, that it is necessarily so. If you put gold on black, maybe some other color might come up. Or vice versa. Therefore he will tell me, it is necessarily so, that what is black is black, what is gold . Having said this, Tushar may derive a conclusion that logically it is impossible for black to be gold and for gold to be black, logically. But you must see that he has actually said on the basis of experience. He has tried to make gold black or gold black, but he has failed to do so, therefore he concludes it is logically impossible. What is black is black, what is gold, and the two are opposite of each other. And now if he has become a good logician in the meantime, he will answer me a question, that gold and black are contradictory of each other. And two contradictions cannot be true of an object. An object cannot be such that it is what it is and it is opposite of it. If somebody says, I am riding a horse and I am not riding a horse, at the same time, in the same place, in the same state of consciousness. I may be riding in my dream while I am lying on my bed. That is possible. In the same state of consciousness, I am riding and not riding. It is not possible. The two are contradictory of each other. Therefore, logically, it is impossible that the same object can be having two contradictory predicates. This is what is normally called a basic principle of logic. Let me state it in a classical form. Logic is a science which tells you that when certain data are presented to you, and you derive from those data a certain imaginative conclusion, and if your conclusion is true, then what has happened in your thinking by which your conclusion has been found to be true? I may show him a diamond and ask him a question. Is it also a pearl? I show him a diamond and I ask him, is it also a pearl? And by this time he has now learnt logic, so he says, diamond is a diamond and a pearl is a pearl. What is diamond cannot be a pearl, pearl cannot be a diamond. The two are contradictory of each other, or contrary of each other. Therefore if the object is a diamond, it cannot be a pearl. So he simply said, necessarily it is not a pearl. That will be his answer. Necessarily it will not be a pearl. he has applied what is called the law of contradiction. And this is the basic law of logic. The entire logic says nothing but this, basically. That when certain data are given to you, and you are required to derive some other data which are not known to you, then you can go from this to that, provided you follow and apply the law of contradiction. When you apply this law of contradiction, then you can be sure that your conclusion is not a pure fiction, is not fancy, is not fantasy. Even if it is imagination, it will be necessarily true. This law of contradiction is also called the law of identity. It is very easy to see why the law of contradiction is also called the law of identity. Law of identity says that a black cat is necessarily black. A black cat is necessarily black. Black is identical with black. Therefore, this statement must be true. There is no contradiction involved in the sentence. Therefore, the sentence must be true. Why? Because I am repeating an identity. A black cat is black. Therefore, this statement is true because it avoids all contradiction. You don't need to look at the cat again and verify whether it is really true or not. A black cat is black, if I tell you just like that. You will not need to go to black cat and find out that this statement is true or not. It is necessarily true. Why? Because no contradiction arises, or there is no possibility of arising any, of raising any contradiction. Whenever you state an identity, the possibility of contradiction ceases. Therefore, the law of identity is just the other way of stating the law of contradiction. Because in identities there are no possibilities of contradictions, therefore the other side of the law of contradiction is the law of identity. What is free from contradiction is necessarily true, and what states identity is necessarily true. So both the statements are basically identical. Now there is also a third law of logic, which is another form of stating the law of identity or the law of contradiction. And what is that? It is called the law of excluded middle. Excluded middle. The law of excluded middle. When there are two contradictions regarding any object, one must be true, another must be false. The middle course is excluded. If there are two contradictions about any object, then you are sure that one of them must be true, one of another must be false. Therefore, it's called the law of excluded middle. So law of contradiction supports law of excluded middle and vice versa. And law of contradiction is basically the law of identity. You can apply all the three laws whenever you like, or you can say I am applying the one law, it is all the same thing. Logic has only one law, fundamentally. When you can show that the data which are before you and the data which are not known to you are basically identical in character, then you are certain that your conclusion is valid. Right? When the known data are shown to be identical with the data which are not known, but by some method if you can show that they are identical, then you can be sure that your conclusion must be true. This is called the rigor of logic and rigor of argument. Your argument must be such that from the known data, the conclusion that you are deriving is fundamentally identical. That is why you must have seen in mathematics, you have got identities. Most important part of mathematics consists of identities. The full chapter of identity is only this. Complete proof in mathematics is based upon identity. You show that this is exactly identical with this, then your proof is conclusive. That is why mathematics is also called logic, and logic is called mathematics. Mathematics also is a science of identities. Logic tells you that all reasonings are valid when you can show identities. Now, so far everything seems to be quite simple. So far.